4th Canto, Chapter 22, entitled Ritu Maharaj's Meeting with the Kumaras. Text 52. Griheshu,
Griheshu,
Vartamanopi,
Vartamanopi,
Sasamraja,
Sasamraja,
Sriyanvitaha,
Sriyanvitaha,
Nasajatendriyartheshu,
Nasajatendriyartheshu,
Niraham Matir,
Arkavat,
Arkavat, Griheshu Vartamanopi,
Griheshu Vartamanopi,
Sasamraja Shriyanvitaha,
Sasamraja Shriyanvitaha,
Nasajatendriyartheshu,
Nasajatendriyartheshu,
Niraham Matir Arkavat,
Niraham Matir Arkavat,
Griheshu,
Griheshu,
at home,
at home,
Vartamana,
Vartamana,
being present,
being present,
Api,
Api,
although,
although,
Sa,
Sa,
King Prithu,
King Prithu,
Samraja,
Samraja,
the entire empire,
the entire empire,
Shriya,
Shriya,
opulence,
opulence,
Anvita,
Anvita,
being absorbed in,
being absorbed in,
Na,
Na,
never,
never,
Asajata,
Asajata,
became attracted,
became attracted,
Indriya Ardheshu,
Indriya Ardheshu,
for sense gratification,
for sense gratification,
Ni,
Ni,
Nor,
Nor,
Aham,
Aham,
I am,
I am,
Mati,
Mati,
consideration,
consideration,
Arka,
Arka,
the sun,
the sun,
what,
what,
like,
like,
translation by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Prithu, who was very opulent due to the prosperity of his entire empire, remained at home as a householder. Since he was never inclined to utilize his opulences for the gratification of his senses, he remains unattached, exactly like the sun, which is unaffected in all circumstances. Purport by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The word Griheshu is significant in this verse. Out of the four ashrams, the Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas, only a Grihastha, or householder, is allowed to associate with women. Therefore, the Grihastha ashram is a kind of license for sense gratification given to the devotee. Prithu Maharaj was special in that, although he was given license to remain a householder, and although he possessed immense opulence in his kingdom, he never engaged in sense gratification. This was a special sign that indicated him to be a pure devotee of the Lord. A pure devotee is never attracted by sense gratification, and consequently, he is liberated. In material life, a person engages in sense gratification for his own personal satisfaction. But in the devotional or liberated life, one aims to satisfy the senses of the Lord. In this verse, Maharaj Prithu is likened to the sun, Arkavat. Sometimes the sun shines on stool, urine, and so many other polluted things. But since the sun is all-powerful, it is never affected by the polluted things with which it associates. On the contrary, the sunshine sterilizes and purifies polluted and dirty places. Similarly, a devotee may engage in so many material activities, but because he has no desire for sense gratification, they never affect him. On the contrary, he dovetails all material activities for the service of the Lord. Since a pure devotee knows how to utilize everything for the Lord's service, he is never affected by material activities. Instead, by his transcendental plans, he purifies such activities. This is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sarvapadhi Vinirmuktam Tat Paradvina Nirmalam. His aim is to become completely purified in the service of the Lord without being affected by material designations. Omagyana timrandasya agyanam jana shalakaya chakshurumulitam yena tasma shri guruvena maha shri chitanya manobhishtam sapitam yena bhutale swayam rupakadam yam dadati swabarantikam from the hum shri guru shri utaparakam lom shri guru vaishnavam sacha shri rupam sagrajatam sarganam ragunatam vitam stam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana saitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam sagana Kadita Sri Vishakam Vintam Shahe Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tata Panchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrisadvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kalpatrubhyascha kripasindubhyayivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Makhavindana Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Verse once more Kriheshu Vartaman Upisa Samraja Sriyan Vitahana Sajatendriyateshu Nirahumutir Arkavat. Translation. Maharaj Prithu, who is very opulent due to the prosperity of his entire empire, remained at home as a householder, since he was never inclined to utilize his opulences for the gratification of his senses. He remained unattached, exactly like the sun, which is unaffected in all circumstances. So the topic is purity. Purity. It is said purity is the force, and in the spiritual world, in Krishna's internal potency, Bahiranga Shakti, there everything is very 100% pure. The Krishna's pure, devotees are pure. And but as soon as we come to the material world, we become contaminated by the modes of nature, by the influence of Maya Devi, Maya Shakti, the external energy of the Lord, very powerful, very hard to overcome. Devi Isha Gunamayi Mama Maya Durajaya. It is practically impossible. But if we surrender to Krishna, then it becomes easy. Krishna is pure like the sun. And also, his devotee is pure like the sun. the sun is purifying unclean places. It says here, impurity is unattractive. We don't like impurity. It's dirty, filthy, nasty, sticky, dirty stuff. It exists in all kinds of varieties, materially, mentally, and even not spiritual, because the spirit is always pure, but it is covered by so much dirt and filth. People don't like that. It's unattractive. When someone is impure, he becomes unattractive, repulsive. Yeah, we don't like that. And it is the symptoms are that the person becomes very selfish. It's ugly if you see a selfish, egoistic person, very envious, greedy, lusty. These things are unattractive. Uncompassion, egoism, sense gratification, to become involved in sense gratification is a dirty thing. It's the soul. Is never in his original constitutional position into sense gratification. Only in Krishna's transcendental Krishna's senses have to be pleased. And because we're part and parcel of Krishna, we enjoy along with him, and we become beautiful, become very beautiful. Like Krishna is very beautiful, he's very attractive because he's pure. And also the pure devotees are like that. Maharaj Prithu is a Shaktyavesha avatar, and he is playing the role of a pure devotee of the Lord. Of course, also Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee of the Lord, and he is a transparent via medium. And by his purity, purity is the force, he could create a house in which the whole world can live. And that is actually ISKCON. So ISKCON has to also be pure. Prabhupada says, ISKCON is considered my body. So sometimes people are criticizing there's much impurity in ISKCON, but actually it is like a hospital where everyone can come and can become cured and become purified and be qualified again to enter the spiritual world. Because in the spiritual world you can enter only if you are pure. And you cannot exist in the spiritual environment if you're impure. Even in a society of devotees, if we are not allowing ourselves to become very, 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 very pure, then we will be removed. It's like someone will be removed from the spiritual world if there will be something impure. And it's not possible in the spiritual world impurity. So therefore, the souls exist in the material world who are impure. Pure souls only exist in the spiritual world. So also in a spiritual society, you can have some impurity, but you have to become cured. You have to become cured. You have to become cured. There is a process for purification. There is a Maharaj Prithu, it is said that he was a householder, not an ordinary householder. He was living in extreme opulence because he is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he becomes a householder, he gets opulence because the Lord is the reservoir of unlimited opulence. These are the six opulences: all beauty, all wealth, all fame, all knowledge, all renunciation, like that. Prithumar is there, but still, although he has all these opulences, he cannot become contaminated because he is above it. The example is given here, the sun. Although the sun purifies everything, the sun doesn't become contaminated. Jesus Christ said also, I am in the world, but I am not of the world. So devotees have to practice that expertise to become like the lotus. The lotus flower is on the water and it's always very pure, although the mud underneath the surface of the water is a very, very dirty black mud. You know, but this lotus is always pure. So similarly, if we are in this world, we should not be contaminated by the material energy. It's like the rose also. The roses, they are very soft and pure and fragrant. And if you are amongst the roses, you should be careful not to become scratched or injured by the thorns. The rose itself is never injured by the thorns. And if we are here and we are involved in the material world, we should be careful, like someone who is fishing. He has to catch the big fish without becoming wet. So when we preach, yeah, then we have to be careful that we don't become contaminated. It's like that. So pure devotees, they understand this art, and they are never, never contaminated. Because there are different aspects of purity. Purity could mean pure knowledge. It could mean no more envy. There are different definitions. What is it? Like one of the symptoms of the Mahabhagavat is that he is mostly advanced in knowledge. Another symptom is that he is free from envy. Another symptom is that he is fully surrendered to the Lord, completely. He sacrificed his free will to the Lord completely. It's no independence anymore. He depends fully on the Lord. like that. And so there are different aspects of purity. Like knowledge, nāyī jñānina sadrisham pavitarya vidyate, that in this world there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. And this knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism, and he who has attained it quickly enjoys the self and in himself, or in due course, or quickly, one of these things. So there is a transformation. We become purified by transcendental knowledge, like Nastapa Yeshua Bodhrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sivya. I quoted that verse before we started reading the Bhagavatam. That by regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service to the pure devotee, all the struggles into the heart becomes practically destroyed. And loving devotional service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. We cannot even turn it back anymore. Just a little advancement on this path can save one from the greatest type of fear. You know, we will be blessed for eternity, you know. And so all this troublesome to the heart becomes practically destroyed. Anatta nivriti, anatta, dirty things in the heart, unwanted. We don't want impurity, we want purity. It's so wonderful, it's so attractive. Like gold, everyone wants pure gold. Like Lord Chaitanya, molten gold. That's the most wonderful, pure thing there is. The complexion of Radharani, who is the most pure devotee. Very, very wonderful, wonderful. Radharani, Srimati Radharani. So that purity, that pure molten gold, that is what we want. We don't want impure gold. Something mixed, Vishwa, Bhakti, Amala, very, very pure, not tinged with anything impure. You know. So once, when I was in Amsterdam in 1976, when I joined in the beginning, I wasn't initiated yet, then one wonderful devotee came from the world city, and he was Brahmananda Prabhu, and Brahmananda, big American body. And he came there, and we had about 200 hippies sitting there in Amsterdam in the temple. And he was talking about quality, and about the higher taste and the real thing, and cheap things. You know, like, you have gold, you have cheap gold, it's nothing, it's just imitation. Like yesterday, we heard in the class about imitation, not the real thing. We want the real thing, and not some cheap imitation, it's a hijack, you know. So he sat there, and he was giving a class, and then he said, "So Krishna consciousness is not for everyone. You have to be qualified. It's purity. It's very, 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 very valuable, most precious. And, you know, not everyone can take it, so you have to be qualified." It is like, and then he gave this example, you have a watch, you want to buy a watch. Some people can afford to buy a golden Rolex watch worth $2,000 or something like that. But some people, they can't afford that. They go and buy a honky-tonk watch made in Tokyo or something like that. It's a fake. It looks a little bit like it, but if you look closely, you'll see, oh, it's very cheap. He was saying that in front of the hippies. And then, all of a sudden, he pulled up his sleeve and he showed a very shiny watch, and he said, "I've got a Rolex." And then he said, "First class watches for first class men." Well, of course, it wasn't his ego, but it was, in general, devotees can have first class. Krishna consciousness is pure. So there is also, okay, she see how it looking at Kija. Is it? Yeah. Let's see, I made some notes and I have to also keep track of that a little bit. There are different verses in the Bhagavad Gita that say, yes, we have to give up sense gratification. Yehi sans parsha ja boga dukayonya evate, ariyanta vanta kondiya mateshira mate guda. wise men, transcendentalists, they understand that sense gratification is impure and it will not give real happiness and satisfaction of the self. It's temporary and frustration will come and it will not satisfy the self. So then Krishna also gives a nice example. Yadasam marati chayam kurmam kaniva sarvashaha indriyam krimyam devyas tasya pragya pratishthita. Just as the tortoise pulls inside the limbs under his shell, withdraws the limbs from under his shell, so an intelligent person, he withdraws senses from sense objects. Because if we contemplate the senses, Krishna also explains that in this second chapter, I think, yes, then attachment comes, and then very strong lust comes, and then we become entangled, and we fall down in the material whirlpool. So therefore some other advices are given, a lot of advice is given. We have to become transcendentalists. We have to purify ourselves, get free from sense gratification, become spiritual atmarams, self-satisfied persons who are in a very wonderful relationship with Krishna. And so one verse is like this. Yes, of course, here, a ship is swept away by a strong storm. So similarly, if one of the senses is meditated upon, then it's like that. It's devouring us. Evam hude param bhudva samsabhyadam atmana javishatru mahabhaho kamarupam durasadam. Thus knowing oneself to be transcendental to the material senses, mind, and intelligence even, one should, by spiritual strength and Krishna consciousness, control the lower self by the higher self. And thus by Krishna consciousness, one should defeat this enemy known as lust. Named lust, kama. Lust has to be again turned into love, you know. And love is actually a wonderful, beautiful thing. It's very pure, Krishna, divine love. So there is a general advice given. Prabhupada quotes a verse here. From the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sarvapadi Vinirmuktam Tat Paravena Nirmulam. Rishikena, then it continues, I looked it up, so that's the famous verse. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchate. Bhakti or devotional service means engaging all our senses in the service of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of all the senses. When the spirit soul, the senses, render service unto the Supreme, there are two side effects. One is free from all material designations, and simply by being employed in the service of the Lord, one's senses are purified. Yeah, there is the wonderful verse from the Brahma Samhita that our eyes have to be smeared with the salve of love. With purified senses we can serve the Lord. And King Ambarish, he used all his senses in the service of the Lord. So that is the secret, being in this world and then using everything in the service of the Lord, and then we become purified and very beautiful. And you have to, that's the purpose, one of the purposes of religion is to create better people to establish the relationship with God, to reveal God, to go back to the spiritual world. And these are purposes of religion, but also to purify the entire world, to create better quality people. Because I didn't sleep enough. I'm a little slow today. Okay, only by the mercy of the spiritual master we can give a good class. So I have to beg for some more mercy. Not much time left, and I'd like to say something interesting to feel. I said something maybe that the devotees appreciated and they were inspired, but I'm not the supreme controller. Krishna is the supreme controller. Okay, let's see what happens now. Okay, so purity is wonderful. That's what we want. Yeah, we saw embarrassment, scandals. Yeah, in ISKCON, isn't it? Oh, we feel ourselves embarrassed about our own impurities. We don't practice what we preach. Acha, only pracha, a lot of prattle, talk a lot. Yeah, but we also have to do it. Yeah, purity is a force. When we are pure, when we really... that's what Prabhupada said. A devotee is the perfect gentleman. The perfect gentleman. And ladies also. Very clean, very non-envious, very loving, compassionate, tolerant, friendly, poetic, learned in the scriptures, renounced from sense gratification, not criticizing anyone. There are some people who say, nobody in ISKCON is qualified, the GCs are qualified, the gurus are qualified, the Brahmins are qualified, and nothing is nothing. And I am here now to start a revival. We are the revival movement, and we will create a pure ISKCON. Wow, what a pride, what a false ego, how dare you to say things like that? Wow, the flies, they like stool. They like the pus on a boil, you know, and they land on it and they enjoy it. There's a spectral pus, you know, and stool and urine, and they like that very much. So they like to see all the little spots, the small spots on the white sheet of the pure devotees in ISKCON. They land on these spots and they fix their mind. They're also Vyavasarabhika, Budhiri, Kiyakuruna. They fix their mind on all the filth, you know. But the devotee should not be like a fly and showing stool. No, the devotee should see the nice things. After so many years in ISKCON, finally I see so many nice things. I see nice devotees who are chanting better rounds. I see nice classes I hear. I see sannyasis who are so renounced and so knowledgeable and so inspiring. It touches our heart to see all the nice things. The bees, they go to the nectar. The bees, they dive into the lotus, the heart of the world of the lotus, and then they also they go to the garden of Krishna. On the Vayajanti Mala they land, 10 different wood flowers from the forest of Vrindavan, and then these bees, they try to get the nectar, but the flies not. The flies go and find some stool of dogs or something, dog stool. You know. Some of these people are like that. Purity. Don't criticize so much. Of course, some positive criticism is good, but never leave this God. If you stay in ISKCON and you criticize a little bit for purification, then it's okay. And then we can help each other. Siddha Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, if someone flatters you, is praising you all the time, he becomes your enemy. So if someone gives us a little bit of criticism, then Trinarabhisa Nichena, we become very humble, tolerant, and powerful. Yes, he is right, I'm a rascal, I have to be pure, and I'm not pure. You know, like that. So that is okay, criticism, that's nice, you know. That is okay, you know. But the criticizing and say nobody is qualified, how dare you to say, you know. The devotees work so hard. You know, if you say that nobody is qualified, then you say, and then they say, I love Prabhupada, I love Srila Prabhupada very much, but I don't like the ISKCON, I don't like all the devotees in ISKCON, because they don't follow Prabhupada. But actually, then that means you have no faith in Prabhupada that he could create a nice ISKCON with nice devotees. But I am convinced that Prabhupada did it. He created a wonderful movement. I even believe, you know, personally, I believe that this is the lila of Lord Chaitanya. Maharaj, am I going too far now with saying something which is speculation? I think that, you know, that this is still the lila of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is so merciful and so purifying. Yesterday we heard he could purify elephants, tigers. Also he went and he changed Buddhists into Vaishnavas. You know, fanatical Muslims, he changed into pure Vaishnavas. And then some rogues, how you call them? Gunjas, yeah? He changed them into saintly persons, you know. So the miracle work of Lord Chaitanya can still go on if we become pure. If we become pure, then the miracle works. And how to be pure is that we need to constantly wash ourselves, clean ourselves, constantly, because dirt is accumulating. When you're in this world, dust is there, impurities are there. You keep washing the castle every day again. Where is this dust coming from? You know, unlimited dust, you know. Every day we clean. It's not good enough. We need more cleaners, you know. Rather than could be cleaner. We need more help. Cleaning. So similarly, when the soul is in the material world, contamination is coming all the time. So we have to continue cleaning. This process of sadhana bhakti is very powerful, you know, to clean the soul from millions of births of contamination, you know. Within one lifetime we can be so pure that we can enter the spiritual world, go back to Godhead. So all the different aspects of the process of sadhana bhakti yoga are very purifying. Pashalam is purifying, that's not too difficult to follow. Kirtan is purifying, japa, the holy name is purifying, reading the scriptures is purifying, associating with pure devotees is purifying. All the things are purifying, so we become more pure when we stay. Prabhupada said, never ever leave ISKCON. That's an instruction. And how do we become pure? By following the instructions of the pure devotee. So never leave it. You can please me if you stay and cooperate, work together, be humble, tolerant, love each other, help each other, become not embarrassing, not impure, no scandals, no griyastas remarrying six times, no sannyasis becoming griyastas again, no brahmacharis, etc. Moral. That's important, you know. We have to practice what we preach, become genuine. Purity is the force. Wonderful. It's like a glass of water. The glass of water, if you try to contaminate it with black ink, then that's easy, that's Maya. The ink is Maya, the water is the pure Krishna consciousness. So then you can only keep the water clear, pure, transparent, clean, by putting it under the tap and of constantly flowing of pure water, and the pure water is Krishna consciousness. So if pure Krishna consciousness is always entering our senses, through our senses and our mind and our intelligence, you know, we have to become saturated by it, completely filled with it, filled up. Then all the dirt is pushed out. So if you put the glass, you try to put ink, but it's under the running water, then immediately the ink is removed. So therefore Krishna says, manana bhavana kuntumat yaji manamaskuru, always engage your mind in thinking of me, always. Prabhupada says, 24 hours a day. It seems a little hard, you know. But there is so much variety, we don't have to change up of 24 hours, we can also take a shower, we can greet the deities, we can bless the deities. Oh yeah, the senses. This morning I realized, yeah, the senses are engaged in Krishna. Yeah, by seeing the deity, your eyes are filled with Krishna, by hearing the kirtan, smelling the incense, and now we get breakfast, the tongue will be engaged. Yeah, singing also is engaged in the tongue. Okay. Very wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, let's become pure. Thank you very much for listening. Sorry if I gave a boring class today. I don't know. I don't hope so.
You did it.
Okay. May, are there any comments for Francis? Yes.
No, you did mention about Bhavananda. Did you say that? Bhavananda?
Bhavananda.
Came to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And then you said that Krishna consciousness is not for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing is we are not qualified. Can you give us an example of what, how do you become qualified and why it's not for everyone?
Because of course, it is for everyone, because everyone is a part and parcel of the Lord. Everyone's supposed to be with Krishna. But it's not cheap. You have to pay a price to get it, and there is a process to it, and many people are not qualifying themselves, you know.
Can you give us an example? What is this qualification? How do you become? What's the qualification?
I don't know. Just something comes to my mind. Prabhupada said once, the essence of Bhagavad Gita is Padvidi Pranipatina Padvi Prasina Sivayalpadik. We have to surrender to a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, render service unto him, and then the absolute truth will be revealed. So if we can do that, and so we are the servants of that pure devotee, we help people to get that, to become qualified. We present Prabhupada's books, we preach to them what we realized from Prabhupada's books, and we follow the instruction of Prabhupada by giving them prasad, making them qualified, purifying them, and so. And also we become qualified if we follow the instructions of the spiritual master very sincerely. Then there will be adhikar qualification.
Maharaj, I had the opposite, that everyone is qualified to.
We had chance 16 rounds for 1 year here to follow four principles of life.
These are the instructions.
So that's how you start practicing.
Huh?
That's how you start practicing.
What say you become qualified to be initiated?
Okay.
Yasa asked if you were going far by saying like this is Lord Chaitanya's leader. Actually, I heard a story that I just were in the spiritual world together, and Krishna actually didn't understand the love Radha had for him. So actually, in that moment, Radha fell asleep, you know, on his lap, and she had a dream. And see, when she woke up, she said, "Oh, Krishna, I had this wonderful dream about this Brahmana who was overflowing the whole entire world with love for you." So this is actually this movement is actually the dream of Srimati Radharani. Wow.
That sounds wonderful.
Very significant.
Sorry?
Your speculation is very significant.
I was speculating.
It is very significant.
Anyway, no matter how we put it, you know, it is amazing that in Kali Yuga the Lord appears as Lord Chaitanya, and then all the most fallen souls are getting the highest spiritual platform, spiritual realization. And we are part of that. We are in that mercy. Some of our way are fortunate, we are blessed.
If you would realize it when we wake up in the morning,
oh, I am so fortunate, I'm so blessed,
you would be in ecstasy immediately, you know.
But some of our way are dull-headed, we don't do that, you know. We always tend to forget that we think, well, it's hard, you know. Struggle, like that. So, let's try as much as possible to realize, become enthusiastic and grateful. Oh, I was blessed. I am saved. So much blessings are there. It's wonderful to be positive. Think positive, you know. It's Lord Chaitanya's lila. It's the dream of Radharani that all the fallen souls become saved. Yeah, it's true. I cannot argue with it. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Wow, getting ready.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.